One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The disallowed goal,
It feels like Lewis, I don't know. I think it probably is a foul because his hand's on his shoulder and you can't really do that. My thinking was, if the referee doesn't give that, I'm not sure VAR gives it.
Yeah.
It was one of those that they've gone with the on-field decision. You kind of see why he does it, I mean, because Alisson ends up on the floor.
Mm.
And I do wonder sometimes Alisson's so good that he gets like, well, he can't possibly have fucked up. It must be a foul because, I mean, he's injured as well, which we'll talk about at the end, I suppose, in a minute, but... It wasn't the goalie's greatest day in the end, but he still makes, you know, just before we score, he makes a super save from Haaland, he makes a super save from Foden. So, yeah, the Alisson Becker experience in a hole, do you think he got away with one? How do you think it all went?
I don't know. It's really weird. I don't think it was a foul, per se. I think if that was two players in the box just going for a header, you'd say it's a 50-50 and one of them won. Like you said, the fact he goes down sort of goes more in his favour. I don't think he's been let off today because ultimately, because of his pass, you know, that led to the goal. I think if he was let off, that would have been missed and we would have won the game. I don't know how to put it. It wasn't his best day, but he still was brilliant. The low-driven shot that he saved a few times in the air, he was really good. Obviously, that one moment, he had a bit of a calamity, but still made some brilliant saves. There was the one, he's in the box, sort of already sort of falling down, and he still puts the block in, saves it. So, overall, he was fantastic. I think it's just because Ederson had such a weird, like, not even weirdly bizarre, but he had such a really good game that maybe Alisson just looked a little bit beneath his best today.
We'll see how we'll get where did the injury later. If he goes down later, we'll touch on it on. But to round it up, then I want to finish on Trent's goal. We haven't really talked about it too much. Like, that's a right back doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not many right backs are that calm. You know, he takes it early, which completely does for Ederson. He's not set. There's nothing he can do. Like, we spoke before about the virtues of Trent Alexander-Arnold, his actual technical ability there. To score that goal, that's a worldy goal. If Haaland scores that goal, you're like, wow. And he scores everything. Like, it's a really top goal from Alexander-Arnold.
How many situations have we been in last minute of the game and we've needed someone to step up and it's gone 40, 50 yards over the bar?
Yeah.
You know, it's took a calm head, like you said, the leader in the team, to step up and be counted for. And, you know, he gets a lot of stick, Trent, and he'll have got a lot of stick today at times. But he was overall performance was superb and that finish was just top notch. Like, you couldn't have picked a better corner to put it in. He beat three or four men on the way with the finish to take a touch, take it out of his feet and ping it in that far corner. Not many players, never mind right backs, would be able to do that. So for him to step up and do that today, it'd be massive for him as well because he didn't score for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And to round it off then, Lewis, like, you take the point, you shake your hands, you move on, you're happy with it, you crack on with it. Is that how we're feeling?
Yeah. We've gone to the toughest ground and against the toughest team and we've come away with a point which 23 other teams haven't been able to do. So I'm happy with that. Ultimately, yeah, we've missed out on 3 points, but we've stopped City getting 3 points, and I'm happy with that. So, yeah, happy days.
Good point. Good point.
Massive point. Yeah, massive point. It's a point game rather than a point lost.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.